This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And you can bring up whatever you want here. We're talking about the news about the young lady in Massachusetts who encouraged her so-called boyfriend, who they barely even met in real life once, I think, or something like that, a very, very limited amount of times. They didn't live too far from one another, but just hadn't really done more than talked online. She got into the news, a year or two ago or something like that for her boyfriend, so-called boyfriend, killing himself in his truck at her suggestion. Well, of course, he wanted to kill himself, and she kind of helped him along with instructions, and she did, helped him do some research, because apparently he just can't Google on his own, so he wanted to kill himself. She helped him. He did.
She's a little helper bee.
And now she's going to prison for apparently a 15-month-long sentence. The Massachusetts
voluntary manslaughter.
The Massachusetts Supreme Court upheld the decision to send her to prison, and now apparently is being appealed to the federal courts systems as well. So now, does it go from Supreme Court in a state to like district court, then appeals court, then supreme, or does it jump all the way to one of the higher federal courts?
I think it has to go all the way through
the whole federal
system. Court system. Yeah,
yeah. I thought so too. So if you want to comment on that story, you're welcome.
By the way, she has a 15-month jail term, which means
she'll be out before this thing gets wrapped up in court.
With whatever, you know, good time, gain time, parole, or whatever it is that they're
handing
out.
She'll be in for a
year. She'll be, you think that much?
It's two-thirds or, you know, whatever.
85% is a thing in federal prison, but that's not necessarily, and it's true in Florida, but it's not true necessarily in every state.
Maybe 10 months, 11, I don't know. I don't know what Massachusetts' rules
are. Nor do I.
But she's going to prison, and Mark, you almost sound like you're not in favor of this, right?
Nope.
No. Okay.
No, I don't think she...
What should happen to this young lady?
I think that if you can get... If a pretty young lady can get you to commit suicide, well...
What about an ugly young lady?
I don't care.
Okay.
If somebody... suicide's a right.
I think it should be.
I don't.
It's your body. You should be able to end your life if you want.
Now, you shouldn't be able to create messes for people.
Right.
And that's what this guy did. And
He didn't blast his brains out. I mean, he left a body, so it's not the messiest of things.
No, but I mean, this lady's going to jail over it.
Right. I mean, that wasn't his intention.
I don't care what his intentions are.
Well, that's the state putting her in jail. That's not his mess. He didn't do that.
Nonetheless.
When I think of a mess, I think of a bloody mess.
I think she's kind of a gross weirdo.
Oh, yeah.
But
she did something that's freaky and terrible.
That, you know, she's, at this point, received enough press that she's got all the punishment. Believe me, got all the punishment she needs for this. 12 months in jail pales in comparison to the lifetime of shaming.
Oh, you're that girl.
Yeah, that she's going to get over there.
You want to work here? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't really need that necessarily. Yeah. Are you going to consultant for euthanasia?
Maybe she should go work with Jack Kevorkian.
I think Jack's dead.
Yeah.
But she could become a doctor and, you know, push euthanasia. I don't know. I think she's responsible for her words. I think everybody's responsible for their words.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think that suicide should be this terrible thing. She didn't cause this guy to do this. Yes, he got out of the vehicle. Yes, she told him to go back in. That is the yuckiest part of this to me. I think the news calling him her boyfriend is strange because it's like these two never met. They were just text buddies. They're pen pals. So, I don't know. That's how I feel about it.
All right. So, I think that in this case, and I think I agree with you, suicide ought to be legal. And I think it ought to be legal whether it's assisted by a doctor or not. Okay? And I think that that's the most sensible way to do it is to, you know, go see a medical professional and allow them to prescribe you a death pill or, you know, whatever system it is, the death injection that, you know, the doctor-assisted one is where they press the button.
for you, right? Versus the one where is that right, or is it doctor assisted where they set up the button for you to press?
I don't know the specifics of the terminology.
Because right, if the doctor presses the button, they call that murder.
Right.
If they set you up to press the button, that might be doctor-assisted suicide.
Yeah.
Either way, I think both of those things should be legal.
Yep. Some people aren't in the condition to press the button.
Right. If you've gone in there and you've said, you know, look, I don't want to live anymore, whatever the reason is, maybe you've got a terminal illness and you are in tremendous pain every single day. Maybe you're bedridden and you can't have an enjoyable lifestyle. You can't even get up to use the bathroom. Your family comes in and sees you like this every single, you know, as often as they can.
If the family's there, then the doctor can set up the button, walk out of the room, and then...
One of them can press it.
Right.
Right. Right. But
my lovely wife's sitting here. I'd press the button for you, honey.
A doctor can't even do that in most states. They can't even set up that situation in most places, Mark.
Yes.
I think Oregon is one of the few places in the United States where doctor-assisted suicide is legal,
right,
if I recall correctly.
So you got to get to Oregon.
And I don't recall if any other states have done it since then. I don't know if it's spread.
I know that it's legal in some European countries, but I really can't tell you much beyond that.
So suicide via doctor absolutely should be legal. Like, to me, that's a no-brainer, and I think that anybody that opposes that is completely callous to the human experience of pain.
I know Kurt Vonnegut, in one of his short stories, predicted that the future would have suicide kiosks where you attractive women lure you in to commit suicide, and you push the button and off you go, and then they trundle you
sweep
out
you
in
out.
The garbage. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So not only should that be legal, but just killing yourself on your own volition without an assistant should also be legal. Now, I think that that's the worst way to do it because you're more likely to screw it up. You're more likely to, you know, leave a mess behind. If you have a professional assist you with it, like a doctor, they know how to handle it. They'll take care of the cleanup.
Yeah. Well, doctors deal with dead people.
Yeah. So, but unfortunately, this is an issue that, for whatever reason, is not being talked about in many places. It's not being promoted in a lot of places, and it really ought to be. Of course, a lot of people don't start to care about this issue until they actually have somebody who they care about who gets into it. Just a terrible situation, like a medically dangerous, horribly painful lifestyle or, you know, existence. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, gosh, yeah, I guess it would be nice if we had assisted suicide. But by then it's too late because these laws don't change overnight. So if you feel like, you know, this is an issue that you want to get involved in, I don't even know where you would begin. I'm sure there's some sort of national organization that you can get in touch
with. Go to Oregon.
About that. But to go back to the Massachusetts case, she's going to prison for 15 months.
Correct.
And all she did was say some words over a telephone. She sent some text messages. She spoke to a person. And I don't care what the content of your words are. You can't make someone do something. If he got on the phone with her and said, I don't want to kill myself now, she says, yeah, do it, you wussy. Then and he went back in and killed himself, got back into the truck full of carbon monoxide, and then died because of that. That's still his choice. That's still his fault. And she should not, in my opinion, bear any responsibility, legally at least. If you want to hold her responsible personally, that's another question.
The standpoint that you are taking, I disagree on that one.
What part?
That somehow just speaking words, you shouldn't be responsible for just speaking words. Words are an action, and actions, if they have consequences, you need to bear the responsibility for those consequences. So let me give my rebuttal. So, I mean, if I just speak words into a telephone to a hitman and say, I will pay you such and such for doing such and such.
Well, then you're initiating force in that case.
How am I? I've just spoke words.
Ordering someone by paying.
She ordered them to. He said, she said, get back in the truck.
That's a different situation. That's an encouragement. You're talking about an encouragement.
What if I told the hitman, what if the hitman was an attractive woman and I said that I would provide some kind of sexual favor?
You're still offering consideration.
Consideration.
In
a hug?
You're offering consideration in return.
Oh, I see. It has to be about consideration. Did she, is it, when you tell someone to do something, are they not doing it because of their relationship with you? That there's some consideration going on. In a social interaction, there's always consideration going on.
There's more coming up here. If you want to jump in, get your thoughts on the air with us here. We're live from Acapulco. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733, or join the Discord server. Over at discord.lrn.fm. It's Free Talk Live.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash also features smart rewards, a price stabilization mechanism, and a way to encourage long-term holding. Long-term holders are key to the project's success. You can earn smart rewards on any address for which you hold the private keys, which holds at least 1,000 smart for 1 month and does not make any outgoing transactions during that time. Smart rewards are distributed every 47,500 blocks to all eligible addresses. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses on the setup page, and then load the app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. AnyPay.global.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark at freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. We're here in Acapulco, Mexico. You can join us. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. down here for the Anarchapulco conference that kicks off in just days. Of course, also coming up this summer, Forkfest is coming back for what I think will be the third year.
Third go.
Yeah. Yep, of Forkfest. What is it? Well, it's kind of a decentralized camping festival. And it's a small one. It's by no means as large as some of the other camping festivals out there, libertarian camping festivals. But it's a fun one because, well, nobody's in charge. So you get to decide what happens. Maybe you want to create a thing for other people to enjoy. Maybe a party or a, you know, dance party or whatever it is you want to do, musical act or, you know, gaming, table gaming, maybe gambling, who knows? You know, whatever it is you want to create for the attendees of Forkfest, you can do that. And you can go and learn more about the event. It happens in June. Now, we believe the dates are going to be June 13th through the 18th this coming year, because it's usually the 5 days prior to another camping festival called Porkfest. So Forkfest kind of forked off from that festival. It doesn't have the centralization. It doesn't have the you know, the board of directors. There are no board of directors. There are no people in charge of Forkfest. There's just a group of people that kind of say, these are the days we're going to do this thing.
And it's a libertarian camping festival.
Yeah, and then
have fun.
Then the thing happens. It happens at a beautiful location, Rogers Campground in northern New Hampshire, right on the very end of springtime. This is the week basically before the official beginning of summer. And it's just a beautiful time to be up in the White Mountains of New Hampshire. You can go to forkfest.party to learn more about the event coming up in 2019. There are no tickets to Forkfest. So you're looking for an affordable camping festival? This is the one. You do still have to pay for your campsite. You know, if you want to go into the motel and pay a little bit more, you can also go down the street to a nicer hotel and stay there if you want to, and then just come to the campground.
Hang out with us
during the daytime or at night or whatever. So go to forkfest.party. There's a forum there with that you can connect with other Forkfesters. Maybe look at some of the posts from recent years and see what has happened in past years, or get into the Telegram chat room with Forkfesters from the past and those who have yet to attend. So it's coming up June 13th through the 18th, 2019. Forkfest.party is where you can go to learn more about that. So we were talking about suicide, not a fun topic to discuss, but Mark, you were arguing that people who say certain things ought to be held responsible for their words. On the other hand, you don't think this young lady should be going to prison for encouraging a young man to kill himself.
I think that the term freedom of speech is too easily misinterpreted.
Mm-hmm.
People that realize that actions have consequences sometimes believe that speech isn't an action, and speech is just another action. I'm speaking right now by moving muscles in my throat.
Right. You're projecting sound waves out of your mouth.
Punch you by moving my arm, muscles in my mm-hmm. arm.
Yeah.
These are not different things. Now,
the results are different, right?
Well, yeah,
the punching
different stuff
create physical pain, whereas your words can create all kinds of different feelings. But
so, libertarians don't believe that fraud, which is speech, is acceptable. We don't. We believe that if somebody yells fire in a crowded theater, mm-hmm. and I don't know, maybe they put up some flashing lights that look like fire. Maybe they go through a whole array of things. It wasn't really fire, and when I yelled fire, it wasn't really fire. So it's just speech. Whatever. I don't
know
how this
all
goes.
It's illegal to do that. It's just against the private property owner's rules.
I'm not talking about laws here, Ian. Okay. I'm talking about responsibility.
Yeah.
If you yell fire in my crowded theater, and, you know, some people begin to panic or whatever,
if somebody gets trampled,
then I can bring a bouncer in to drag you out. If they bang you against a couple of walls on the way out, I don't care.
I think that's legitimate, but
you're responsible for your actions.
But that's enforcing private property rules. And you're legitimately able to remove somebody from your private property who's breaking your rules, whether it's right. them yelling fire or throwing a drink at the screen or, you know, arguing during a movie or something like that.
So all I'm saying is that freedom of speech doesn't exist.
No, it's a government concept.
It's a concept surrounding the state,
right.
usually having to do with critiques of the state.
Yeah.
And so that doesn't really come into play with this young lady. Suicide should be legal.
Correct.
Encouraging somebody to commit suicide should be legal.
I agree.
If
it's
you
tacky.
Commit suicide solely based on the words of a pretty girl, you probably, like, the gene pool doesn't need you.
What about online bullying?
I don't know what that is exactly.
Okay, so some people, young people typically, have, you know, like middle school or whatever.
People say mean things to me on the internet all the time.
I understand that. You're 47. The argument is younger people are less equipped to deal with this. They're, you know, they don't have the confidence, the self-confidence, or whatever.
Why do you let your kids use platforms where they get abused?
Right. So I just, you know, I'm bringing up the issue because some people talk about this as something that there ought to be a law. And
there was an instance where a girl committed suicide after being bullied by not only one of her peers, but her peer's mother.
That's right.
At one point. And I don't know how that case came out. I can't remember.
The mother got in trouble.
It's probably been 10 years.
Yeah, it's been a while. But that's one of the key online, so-called online bullying cases.
It is a key online bullying case. And first, I've got to say, you know, that mother's a terrible person.
Yep.
Right? Like,
awful.
You're that involved in your kid's life? Maybe the girl who committed suicide is just awful. I don't know the answers to that.
They could all have been awful. Who knows?
Right. I can tell you that, you know, there are young people in this world that are awful.
Yep, that's true.
And it's probably because their parents are awful.
Yep.
But regardless, that doesn't change the fact that they're awful. And sometimes, you know, they need to be told. They probably should be told in a way that they can hear. Usually people can't hear, you know, bullying, mean speech. You've got to approach them in a way that they can hear it, that they're prepared to listen. But, you know, yeah, I guess if letting your kids go online in an adult fashion and be talked to in an adult fashion, they're going to have adult consequences. One of those adult consequences is suicide.
Okay, so then you're with me then in that online bullying laws should not exist, that it's wild west of the internet, and if you can't hack it, then don't go there.
Yeah, I would also say that if the uncle of, you know, somebody who commits suicide because you've told them some terrible things online comes to your house and puts holes in you, please don't come to me for a whole bunch of sympathy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care.
Well, actions have consequences.
You dirty losers, and you're dirty losers. Everybody wants to be a playa until it's time to do playa stuff, you know? And then, you know, when you're getting shot at or whatever by some mad lunatic, oh, well, sorry, I don't care.
All right, let's go to Gene the Christian Anarchist. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live on our Discord lines. Go ahead.
Hola, senores.
Hola.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about pornography because you guys mentioned earlier that, where was it? They're going to try to outlaw pornography, right?
No, there's concern with the Trump administration, this new, was it the Attorney General that he's appointing to replace Jeff Sessions, I think it was. William Barr was the proposal. I don't know where that is standing right now. We might be able to check that here in just a moment.
Don't come to me for updates on the Trump administration.
But, well, you pay more attention than I do. But yeah. Anyway, William Barr guy is like a super right-wing moralist type who wants to crack down on pornography. So that's the fear, is that they're going to crack down on it. Stand by, Gene. We're going to bring it back for that discussion. Come up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy. Affordable. Effective.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump in El Paso this hour to argue his case that walls work. Residents in El Paso clearly mixed on their opinions.
This is El Paso. This is our home. It's not fair for the President of the United States to use us as a hook.
Just like Trump. I like his proposals. I like all the jobs he's creating. He tries harder than other presidents I've seen.
In a dueling rally, Texas Democratic Congressman Beto O'Rourke, who is mulling a presidential run, joining local civic and human rights groups against the wall. California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom says he's prepared to withdraw most of his state's National Guard troops from the border with Mexico. Newsom telling reporters he wants California deployments to fight drug and gun trafficking, but President Trump's declaration of a national security crisis is manufactured.
This is pure politics. Period. Full stop. And the rest, just frankly, just a lot of misdirection. It's a waste of everybody's time. And so we're just not going to participate in it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us here. Our number for you to get on the airwaves with us, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Whether you want to talk about legalizing suicide or whatever happens to be on your mind, you can do that. 855-450-FREE or the Discord on on-air call-in line rooms are available. That's where we're going to go back to with Gene the Christian Anarchist here in a moment. Go to discord.lrn.fm and you can jump into one of those. And don't forget to go online and enjoy the various features we have on our website over at freetalklive.com. If you sign up for our email updates, we'll send you an email usually no more than once a week to inform you about the latest on what's happening with Free Talk Live. You can sign up for those. It's right there on the front page of our site at freetalklive.com. As you scroll down the main page, I guess, you know what, during the show it's not on the front page, is it? Because during the show, the front page of the site, you have to click through the normal front page. So like on,
yes,
during the live show at least, the front page of freetalklive.com switches to a live page.
From 7 p. to 10 p. Yeah. Eastern time, our front page is different than it is the other 21 hours of the day.
I haven't really been saying that right the whole time. But anyway, you'll find it if you go to the main Free Talk Live page at freetalklive.com. It's there. You just pop your email address in there. We'll send you updates, usually on the weekends. So, 855-450-FREE is the number. Let's go back to Gene, the Christian Anarchist. You called in about pornography. There's been some fear in the porn industry about this new potential attorney general, the person that will ostensibly replace the Jeff Sessions. Now, kind of like the fear that Jeff Sessions was going to crack down on the marijuana businesses didn't actually really materialize, right? There was all this when Sessions was nominated, and he's bad, no doubt about it. Like, nobody who cares about freedom should like Jeff Sessions. So I understood the concern, but thank goodness
it actually didn't materialize. It didn't happen. There wasn't a federal crackdown on the states that had legalized marijuana. It didn't happen.
No, it really didn't happen. I mean, honestly, Obama was worse on states that had legalized marijuana than Trump has been
so far.
Sessions.
Right. So, I would like to say the same thing will be true about this other guy, but who knows? You know, who knows what this guy's going to do, this William Barr. I think, Mark, you pulled up a story during the break about Rand Paul apparently going to vote against Barr, so that's a little bit of good news. Who knows whether he'll make it through, but of course the Democrats, you know, they're kind of going to have to vet this person, so maybe that'll help get a less bad person in. I don't know. Whoever it is, it's going to be Attorney General. They're going to be a bad guy. So that's the fear, Gene, is that this new guy is going to crack down on pornography.
Yeah, so anyways, here's the point I wanted to make. As a Christian anarchist, I support porn.
Really?
I think, and those deep fakes, I love those things too. I mean, they're great. But what I'm getting at is, by supporting porn, I think that what you're looking at is all this morality comes about from Puritan beliefs and these very old, antiquated beliefs about sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that sexuality should be open and it should be commonplace. I don't think sexuality should be something that's hidden from everybody.
How is it you're a Christian, exactly? I mean, this seems so contrary to what you would typically hear from these moralizing Christians who, you know, only believe that sex should be done, you know, in private and with the person to whom you're married. And there's all these strictures that many Christians will say Jesus advocated, or God wants you to do, or whatever. You are very unusual, it seems.
Because I believe that Christ is a representation of God, but I don't believe that what we see in the Bible is an accurate representation of history.
Uh-huh.
So,
okay.
I tend to agree that with that same statement. If you get to be a Christian, then I get to be one too.
You're a Christian now?
Yes.
By this particular definition, he's claiming that Christ is a representation of God.
Most churches would disclaim me. So,
okay.
But at any rate, I don't worry about what most churches say or what they teach.
Sure.
What I'm saying about sexuality is that we have relatives who have a farm. They have two children. The girl's 10, the boy's 8. And they are involved in the breeding of the animals as they, you know, as they raise them, the babies. They know where everything comes from.
Yep,
okay,
they're
8 and 10. They know what's going on. They're not stupid. And
well,
dad's
probably excited when there's some mating going on. I mean, you know, when I would put the new gilt or sow in with my boar, Bill Clinton, and we'd get a breeding go. Well, it's his job to eat and hump. He's well named. And we'd get a breeding going. I'm excited. So there you go.
Right. So what I'm getting at is sexuality should not be one of these hidden taboo things. Now, these kids know all about sexuality when they're 8 and 10 years old. Now, I don't suppose they're practicing it, but typically, historically, when I was young, the farm kids were usually the ones who were humping each other first. And this, it's just common because they see sexuality all day long in the farm. You go down the street once in a while, you'll see some dogs going at it. So why?
Let me jump back in here. I'm going to try my best to provide the moralizing religious viewpoint here. Like, all right, Gene,
good luck with that.
Yeah, all right, Gene. In the Bible, you had Adam and Eve, and everything was cool in the garden until they ate from the fruit and the knowledge of good and evil, and then all of a sudden they had to cover up. Then it became an embarrassment to show their genitals, and sex was bad. I mean, doesn't that story, the very beginning of the Bible, suggest that we ought to be modest?
Well, if you want to believe that, I look at it and see something different. I see the story of creation, and I think, why the heck are we wearing clothes?
Mm.
What are we hiding?
A man after my own heart. I'm sitting here in my boxers right now.
But, you know, I think everybody, if they want to, should be able to just walk around naked. I don't see a problem with it.
I totally agree with you, by the way. I agree.
But,
because it's because people hide.
I hope they at least carry around a little towel.
Yes, that's what typically they do. You know, you take a towel and you got to sit on that.
Yeah,
that's
it could be dirty.
Courtesy.
Yeah, it could be dirty. Yeah.
You don't want to leave any you know, stains.
You don't want to leave stains, nor do you want to pick things up in there, especially if you're a lady. Yeah.
This is why I'm an advocate for underpants. For God's sake, people wear underpants.
or take a towel. But what I'm getting at is sexuality is a taboo because society is making it a taboo.
Right.
Sexuality by itself is not a taboo. It happens. Around the world. It happens all around the world in every society, and it happens between people that society says aren't supposed to be doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to see what kind of strange, twisted sexual relations you can have, read the Bible, because there's a lot of them in there. There's some really strange things going on in the Bible if you really want to dig into there. So sexuality shouldn't be something that we hide from or that we're afraid of.
You are so controversial tonight, Gene. It's one of your most controversial calls because people get very upset about this topic.
Well, I know I'm going to piss off a lot of Christians out there, but I think those Christians need to loosen up and stop being so...
Yeah. Well, like, if you're a Christian, the devil did not create sex. Right.
One of the things that Christians do is they saddle their children with a lot of shame that somehow they're supposed to just shed immediately upon getting married. If you want to have a good relationship, sex is a foundation for that relationship.
Right.
A big part of the foundation for that relationship. And if you're supposed to feel shame all through your life about sex, and sex is bad, dirty, wrong, and whatever.
But then all of a sudden you get
original sin. Then when you get married, suddenly, woohoo, no more sin.
The shackles are off.
It's few young Christians which can just put that immediately aside and have a healthy relationship around sex.
Right, years and years of indoctrination. Years and years of
the most formative years.
Yeah.
By the way, Mark, you better buy your wife some flowers because when you get home, you're going to hear it about that.
I'm sitting like
assisted suicide comment. You're in deep water, buddy.
She said right back at you. Her favorite joke is whenever we talk about this is that he wouldn't want to live this way. But I'm sitting right here, honey. He wouldn't want to live this way.
Good call, Gene. Great call, actually. Thank you for calling and sharing that tonight with us. That's Gene, the Christian Anarchist. He's hanging out in our Discord chat server. Get on over there if you want to join them over at discord.lrn.fm. That's discord.lrn.fm. We got moments remaining, but there's enough time for you if you want to join us on the radio. 855-450-FREE is our number. It's Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations for Publix Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. We're in Acapulco for night number 5 of our series of live broadcasts from Acapulco. Even though we've been to Anarchapulco for the past couple of years, Mark, and broadcast from the event, we've never done live broadcasts from Acapulco. In fact, it's actually been probably like 3 years at least since we've done any live remote broadcasts whatsoever. So whenever we do remotes these days, we've always been doing them recorded. And that's the way we're going to start doing in Acapulco as of Thursday once the event kicks off. But since we're just kind of here for several days in advance, actually you and your family are spending the entire month here in Acapulco.
That's great.
I've come to join you, and thank you for the invitation. It's been nice.
It's really been honestly wonderful to have you here, and thanks for playing Marco Polo yesterday with Jack. He loved it.
So,
in this new politically correct world, is it still okay to play Marco Polo?
Nobody told me otherwise.
I want to apologize to all the Italian Americans who are listening. I deeply regret any offense that you may have taken over the childhood pool game that I just mentioned.
Yeah. I forget where I was going with all that.
This is what America has come to. Everybody's offended constantly.
Looking to be offended, too. So, it's been great here. Acapulco, nice place to come visit. I don't know if I'd want to live
in our Discord, they're offended that I said that people that can be talked into suicide deserve to die. I mean, I don't know what else to say.
We're calling it eugenics. Phone lines are open here at 855-450-FREE. If you want to register your opinion, where more than just a handful of people in the Discord chat can see you, over at discord.lrn.fm, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line room. So just, if you're in Discord, it's easy to do this. You just join the call-in line room. Got something to say? Just join the call-in line room, and we'll put you on the air, just like we did with Gene the Christian Anarchist at discord.lrn.fm.
You know, I do appreciate anybody who participates in the Discord, too. I mean, they make it a much more interesting place.
They do.
Obviously,
and the calls coming from there have generally been pretty good.
If everybody agreed on everything in the Discord chat, no one would come back. So, thanks to everybody in there that thinks that I'm a eugenicist.
All right. I got a related story that I've been sitting on for a few days now. And it's big news for people that support topless equality, for people that support freedom for women to be able to do what men can do across the United States, and that is walk around with their shirt off if they want to. This is an issue that has come to the highest court in New Hampshire, and it was a 3-2 ruling. So in no way decisive.
Yeah.
A 3-2 ruling, the state Supreme Court has found the city of Laconia's ordinance banning toplessness for women on a specific, I think it's either the town itself or the beach in the town. Either way, Laconia's ordinance does not discriminate, they say, on the basis of gender or violate the woman's right to free, women's right to free speech.
Wait a minute. A law that discriminates against women taking their shirts off in public does not discriminate based on gender?
That's the claim. Now, I have not read the actual opinion by the justices in this case. I've contacted the attorney and asked him to send it along. I probably could go to their website and find it, but I just haven't done
if
that yet.
If at the beach men aren't allowed to be topless, then I would concur with that headline
yeah.
that, yes, there's not discrimination. However, I would imagine that that is not true. We were just at the beach yesterday. Did we have shirts on? I usually wear a swim shirt.
Because I had my shirt on because I was not going swimming.
Yeah, I don't like apply a whole bunch of that goop on myself.
That's a smart idea. I've never actually done like the shirted swimming thing.
Well,
before.
It's my wife. She had a child, and she found it easier to put a swim shirt on him than to apply lotion on him all the time.
Yeah.
He would get rubbed off.
Makes sense.
You know, it's a new thing. Basically, everything
that's... probably use half the lotion if you avoid the trunk, right? Like the trunk of the body?
Everything that is old is new again.
Mm-hmm.
Kids are now wearing sort of, you know, suits that would have been considered appropriate in the 1920s.
Yeah, you were pointing that out.
Yeah.
They actually had one pieces for little boys.
Yeah,
that were running around.
Boys in one pieces.
Yeah,
with like shorts.
And a few women were in one pieces as well. It wasn't uncommon there too. So 3-2 ruling. They say the ordinance does not discriminate on the basis of gender or violate the women's right to free speech. In a dissenting opinion, two of the judges argued the ordinance was unconstitutional because it treats men and women differently. Heidi Lilly, Kaya Sinclair, and Ginger Piero are part of the Free the Nipple campaign. They were arrested in 2016 after removing their tops at a beach in Laconia and refusing to put them on when beachgoers complained. Piero was doing yoga while the other two women were sunbathing. The women argued this was a form of gender-based discrimination because men don't have to follow the same rules. The law supporters argue that it helps prevent public disturbances. The law, the Laconia...
I would say that there's, you know, a little chatter about women who are topless on the beach. There's going to be some talking about that at this point.
The Puritan society that we have evolved from.
The more women that are topless on the beach, the less chatter there will be until
exactly.
you find a particularly nice chest that goes by, at which point, you know, people will pay attention to it. But that'll be about the end of the story.
Dan Hines, their attorney, who also happens to be a free stater, he's a libertarian activist who moved to New Hampshire, took the case on pro bono. Great guy. He did a great job in court. He said, quote, "We are extremely disappointed in the court's ruling that treating women differently than men does not amount to sex discrimination. The court has effectively condoned making it a crime to be female," he said. And then further, he said in his statement, quote, "Since the New Hampshire Constitution, which prohibits sex discrimination, was not enough to prevent this unequal and unfair treatment, we are hopeful the New Hampshire legislature steps up to correct this injustice by outlawing Laconia's ordinance."
I can't see how, I just can't imagine how the shiftless lawyers that are the New Hampshire Supreme Court can possibly justify saying that women, specifically, based on their sex, are not allowed to take their shirts off on the beach. That's not sex discrimination.
Right. I don't have the ordinance in front of me, but I believe it specifically does talk about, you know, females or whatever, which
that's
means...
That's the definition right. of sex discrimination.
Yeah. Which means that there are still some very interesting things that can be done to protest this particular law. Right. We have a co-host, an occasional co-host on Free Talk Live, Aria DiMezzo, who was born a man, still has a penis... But she dresses as though she's a woman. She presents herself...
kind of a punk rock woman.
Yeah, but yeah. Long hair, colored hair, you know,
a little androgynous, maybe. You know, I mean, I'm just trying to give people the picture.
Looks like a girl, though. Like, she's presenting as a woman, right? Like
presenting
she's
at the very least as something in between.
Yeah. Well, okay. That's how, in my opinion, okay, your opinion is valid as well, but my opinion is she is presenting as a woman.
And she
I respect
prefers
her request.
To be referred to in the feminine.
Yeah.
She doesn't get offended if you don't, like some people. But she's
the best possible rebuttal if somebody's going to, you know, say all kinds of mean things to you or whatever, then, you know, just like, yeah, whatever makes you happy.
Yeah. So what happens if you, put a transsexual out there on the beach and then call in a complaint to the police department? How would they handle that situation? Let's get that on video. Let's also have a female-to-male transsexual while we're at it and see how they handle it. Someone that's had a mastectomy, for instance. Let's see how that goes.
Right. Is it just the nipple?
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of women that aren't transitioning at all that have no nipples, and that's pretty offensive. What if they just tattoo them on? I hear they do that.
The state attorney general's office defended the law in court, but didn't comment on the ruling. It argued the law was tailored to require only the covering of nipples, and the city was trying to avoid potential disturbances that could result from bare-breasted women on the beach. Similar court cases have had mixed results. A federal judge in 2017 ruled a Missouri law didn't violate the state constitution by allowing men but not women to show their nipples. That same year, a federal court blocked a Colorado city from enforcing a law barring women from going topless. So will this go to the Supreme Court? We don't know yet. That's something that they're obviously probably deciding as we speak. I have yet to hear back from Attorney Dan Hines in this particular case. I do look forward to talking to him and, you know, finding out more about what's going on so we can report on this further. And
he is one of the great movers for the Free State Project.
No doubt. He's a great attorney. And you know, now that the Democrats have taken control of the state house, this is something that might be able to fly. Like, this could get passed. It could possibly get the governor's signature.
I can't imagine that too many women are dying for this kind of equality. However, this kind of equality is a foregone conclusion in my mind. I don't think that this is the hill to die on for most women out there. Like, oh, well, we've got to be equal to the men and the ability to take off our shirts at the beach. But
they ought to be.
But some women want to take their shirts off at the beach,
yep,
and they should be as able to do that as any man. And
right. And the only disturbance is in the minds of the people who are upset by it.
That's true.
Then they call the police, and then the police create a real disturbance. They come out and threaten these women, and it's absolutely awful, and it's a terrible court decision here in New Hampshire. We'll keep you up to date as this situation continues to develop, and it's been Ian and Mark here on our second-to-last live night from Acapulco. We got another one tomorrow night, and then we're going to Anarchapulco starting on Thursday. We will look forward to seeing you there, and you can join us online in the meantime over on our website at freetalklive.com. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at twitter.freetalklive.com and Mastodon at toot.freetalklive.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.